Guitarist and bandleader Habib Kwate spends most of his time on the road, touring Africa and the world. Our music critic Banning Air says that experience shows on his new live CD called Foley.
Relentless touring has helped make Habib Kwate one of the most exciting live acts in African music. His songs span the mysterious airs of Mali's desert nomads, the proud recitations of its traditional praise historians, or griots, and funky, bluesy hunter's grooves. Before he formed his band Bamada in the early 90s, Kwate studied classical guitar and played jazz and western pop. That experience shows in his sophisticated songwriting and arranging, but the heart of the sound is Malian tradition. In a culturally rich country where most pop acts champion a single ethnic style, Kwate has made his mark by blending influences into a hybrid Malian sound. The CD Foley presents extended live performances of songs from Kwate's three studio albums. More than anything, the 2.5 hours of music here is testimony to an amazingly polished and versatile band. Only years of performing together can produce this kind of chemistry. Habib Kwate comes from a nation of inventive guitar players. Early on, he made the unusual choice of playing on nylon strings. He says they produce a sound closer to that of Mali's traditional instruments. On this song, Fatma, he captures the mystique of the northern desert. Kwate would be the first to tell you that other Malian artists can deliver deeper experiences of the country's specific ethnic traditions. Still, there's nothing watered down about his multi-layered songs and dynamic jam sessions. The fact that they bring in so much history and culture so naturally marks an evolution in Africa's fast-changing popular music.
The music is from Habib Kwate. Our critic is Banning Air, editor of Afropop.org. Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Steve Drummond, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Neil Tivolt. The production staff includes Art Silverman, Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Franklin Cater, and Quinn O'Toole. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Ream. I'm Melissa Bloch. And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.